They buried him now. They buried him now. Yet Jesus to save him has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid him the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. Friends, we're happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio with another message of the everlasting gospel of Christ. That's what we want to talk about for a little while today. That is the everlasting gospel. In the midst of perplexity of nations and uncertainty among so many people, nations rising and falling in turmoil and storm clouds arising on the horizons at home and abroad, surely we need a place of safety. Do you know where that place of safety is? Let me give it to you here in song, Under His Wings. The singers, Orlin and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver.
Under His wings I'm safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild. Still I can trust Him, I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His child. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wings, what refuge in sorrow, how the heart yearningly turns to His rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wings, oh precious enjoyment, there will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
please notice that the gospel is everlasting. It's not something of interest today and gone tomorrow, but it is the eternal and everlasting Word of God. In a world filled with strife and turmoil, it is the gospel which we need. Many of the problems of the nations and rulers would be solved quickly if the gospel was followed. In fact, the gospel is the thing which is needed above all else to bring peace. Listen to this verse from Ephesians 6:15, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." So if you want to have peace, it is a gospel which you need. The gospel is sometimes termed the gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the grace of God, the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of salvation, the mystery of Christ, the word of God, the word of grace, the word of salvation, the word of reconciliation, the word of truth, the word of faith, and the word of life. But regardless of the term used to designate its power, I'm glad it is an everlasting gospel, and able to save everyone who comes in the right attitude of heart. Jesus spoke once of the gospel in this way, "Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Matthew 11:4-5. So you see, God plans to have the gospel preached to the rich and the poor alike. None are excluded. In fact, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Matthew 16:15. Here then is a manner in which it is to be preached. First, with power. Listen to what Paul said, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians 2:4-5. There's another unique thing about the gospel. It should be preached to please God and not man. Listen to these words, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man." Galatians 1:10-11. There's another thing about the gospel which we of the mission trail are endeavoring to do. But first, let me give you this scripture. "What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel." 1 Corinthians 9:18. That's exactly what we're endeavoring to do. Send forth the gospel without charge. Now, that does not mean that there's no cost to the broadcasting and printing of the word each week, for there is. It's very expensive to pay the bills. But it does mean that our faith is in Christ, and we believe that what He has called us to do, He will also provide the finances to see us through. In that way, we can send it forth without cost or obligation. Here are the effects of the preaching of the gospel. First, there are certain jobs and crafts which are endangered by it. Did you ever stop to think about that? Do you remember when Paul preached the one true God at Ephesus? Demetrius, the silversmith, was greatly stirred, and here's what happened. "And the same time there arose no small stir about that way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation, and said, Sirs, ye know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, ye see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that there be no gods which are made with hands. so that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. Acts 19:23-27. You see, he was greatly troubled about those idols which they manufactured for a living. Nevertheless, the gospel does attack and ruin certain jobs and occupations. Take, for instance, the selling of liquor and tobacco. Against this, we preach. They are the tools which Satan uses, and saints have no need for them. But the bright side of the gospel is the victory which it brings. To those who believe, it is the power of God unto salvation. They are saved not only from the snares of Satan here in this world, but they are heirs to all the glory of the world to come. Let us pray. Our Father, may the everlasting gospel of Christ find room in the hearts of those who hear the broadcast, and may its power uproot the seeds of evil which are being sown by the enemy of all unrighteousness. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, may I take this opportunity to let you know that this message is brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If the Lord should speak to your heart and direct you to help us send forth the gospel by means of radio and the printed page each week, we'd be glad to hear from you. We do desire your prayers.
In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. On His word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved.
Here's a scripture in Psalm 55:22, which says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." I like that verse. And so, friends, that is our message of comfort and cheer to you in regard to the everlasting gospel. We hope you've enjoyed it. If so, we'd be very happy to hear from you. You may address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And be sure to be with us next week at the same time on this same station for another broadcast. Remember us in your prayers, and may the Lord bless and keep each and every one of you. And now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.